I looked around at the circle of faces, none of them friendly. I was trapped. Tommy did the talking.
Carl says that you undercut the price for cleaning fish.
What about it?
I said, as if what I'd done was normal.
There isn't any sign that says there's a set price.
Well, there is, said Tommy, menace in his tone. No sign, but it's agreed. The price for cleaning fish is 10 cents a pound. No more?
His voice hardened.
And no less.
I could hear my heart beating.
I didn't know that. I need the money kind of bad.
Carl, Tommy said, speaking to Carl but still looking at me with a dangerous smirk.
Did you need the money, or was it just for skipping coins across the water?
Carl said,
yeah, I needed it.
Tommy continued staring at me.
We all need the money, kid. That's the idea here. This is my cigarette money.
Same here,
said Carl, and my head spun around to him again.
What should I do for my cigarettes, kid?
Maybe we could light him up and smoke him,
suggested one of the other boys. Cruel laughter rippled through the pack.
I'm sorry. I spoke without thinking. It won't happen again, I promise.
You're right about that, at least, said Tommy.
He looked at the other boys, and I knew it was the signal to attack me. I wondered what I would look like when they finished with me. With a rush, they were on top of me, pummeling and kicking. Fortunately, we rarely wore shoes in the summer. Still, I felt a sharp pain in my side as a boy kicked me in the ribs. I tasted blood when Carl punched me in the mouth. I could feel the teeth loosen as my cut lip ballooned. My nose felt broken, and one eye was already swelling shut. Finally, the boys parted from their handiwork, moving once again into a circle, to consider me the way any animal pack looks at fallen prey.